Chapter 61. Oh dear me, said I, as if I found myself compelled to give up Biddy in despair. This really is a very bad side of human nature. Don't say any more, if you please, Biddy. This shocks me very much. For which cogent reason I kept Biddy at a distance during supper, and, when I went up to my own old little room, took as stately a leave of her as I could, in my murmuring soul, deem reconcilable with the churchyard and the event of the day. As often as I was restless in the night, and that was every quarter of an hour, I reflected what an unkindness, what an injury, what an injustice, Biddy had done me. Early in the morning, I was to go. Early in the morning, I was out, and looking in, unseen, at one of the wooden windows of the forge. There I stood, 4 minutes, looking at Joe, already at work with a glow of health and strength upon his face, that made it show, as if the bright sun of the life in store for him were shining on it. Goodbye, dear Joe. No, don't wipe it off for God's sake, give me your blackened hand. I shall be down soon, and often. Never too soon, sir, said Joe, and never too often, Pip. Biddy was waiting for me at the kitchen door, with a mug of new milk and a crust of bread. Biddy, said I, when I gave her my hand at parting, I am not angry, but I am hurt. No, don't be hurt, she pleaded quite pathetically. Let only me be hurt, if I have been ungenerous. Once more, the mists were rising as I walked away. If they disclosed to me, as I suspect they did, that I should not come back, and that Biddy was quite right, all I can say is they were quite right too. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.